today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We should warn our listeners that there's a scary song on today's episode.
Yes, Jim, that's well and good, but do you know what's really scary?
What's that?
I've run out of HP Source.
Okay, so Patrick Foster is off this week. He's going to take some well-earned time off, and we really should have some policies for that. He just sort of, you know, just sort of like, hey, I need the week off, and he goes off, but, you know, I'm assuming it's well-earned. So, anyway, I'm Jim Lenihan. This is Rockin' the Suburbs, and it's fitting that we have this fill-in co-host we do today because he's the one who started us off with this whole listener new music thing, and we're going to do lots of listener new music this week, releases from the month of October, or he likes to call it Rocktober. And so I'm going to welcome all the way from Scotland, Stephen Routledge. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here, mate. Good to be here.
Thanks for filling in. Thanks for jumping in on this. So, as I mentioned, Stephen, you started the whole sort of like listener new music picks trend that we did, and that was quite some time ago. It's well over two years now.
2 years?
It's
over 2 years.
Okay.
It's definitely over 2 years, yeah. I haven't checked, but I'm almost certain it's over 2 years.
So last week, Patrick and I had our picks, and actually today you're going to hear the intern new music picks, but then starting tomorrow, we'll do four listener October new music pick episodes. But what started you submitting your new music picks? What did we actually like? Say something, or did you just take it upon yourself to do it, or how did it get started? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't think you put a specific request in for new music picks, but yeah, once you two started doing them, and I think I had some correspondence via email and stuff like that with the show, and I just thought, well, I think I'd done some couple of perfect pop picks first. Mm-hmm. I thought, no, well, I can do this. Yeah, I thought, yeah, there's loads of new music. I thought, oh, maybe I'll just, I don't know. I don't want inspired me to, I can't even remember. I just thought, yeah, that's, why not? You know, I think you probably encouraged, you said, oh, if you want to comment on new music or something like that, like you normally have at the end of the show, if you want to comment on, you know, a message in or sort of record a voice, I'll send it. I thought, well, okay, I'll send him my new music picks in and kind of, yeah, and it seemed to go okay. So I did it again the next month, and I haven't stopped yet.
Well, the key to it was that, yes, we would often say, you know, of course, you know, if you want to comment on the episode or what have you, you know, these are the ways to do it. But the key to what you did was that you then anticipated that call out for the following month. And so you got us the picks in before we suggested
it became part
of the regular programming that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, it just seemed, yeah, I don't know, kind of fell into it, really. It just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, it was great because it launched this whole series that we have now once a month because now we have, you know, of course, several listeners presenting their new music picks, and I love it because we get great diversity that way. It's really developed into something totally organically, right? So.
Yeah, it's like a whole week, basically, normally every month will be just new music picks as a rule, isn't it? You know, with the... Yeah, you and Jim, the interns and the listeners, it's almost a week, a month of new music, you know.
Yeah, it's great. So I mentioned that today is intern new music day, and four of our five interns have submitted picks. Mary, I think, is taking the month off on this. So let's see here. Let's start with intern Sam.
Good day, Jim and Patrick, interns Mary, Sammy, Matt, and Jason, and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam here with my October 2021 new music pick. For the month of October, I listened to a Halloween/horror-themed tune called Children of the Night by the band Dracula and his band The Draculas. It is a project by one of my good friends from college, Jake Sullivan. He's also involved with several other groups, and he even created an independent record label called Dead Sullivan, Dead spelled D-E-D, that houses his ideas, as well as several other acts. So, the song itself isn't exactly new. It was released in 2019 on their sophomore album, which bears the same name as the song. But the latest record that it has been listed on is new, a Halloween-themed compilation album by A Few Good Records called Let's Get Spooky, which you can find on Bandcamp. The band also released an animated version of their second album on Dead Sullivan's YouTube channel, which is also worth a watch. It's very creative. The best way I can describe Children of the Night, if vampires met alternative rock, whether it's Halloween or you're just having a grand old time partying in the fall season, then this is one you should include in your seasonal playlist. And if you are interested in learning more about Dracula and his band, the Draculas, they also have a band camp as well. I highly recommend you check that out. Well, that's going to do it for me. Thank you all so much for listening, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Tonight, the dead are going to be free. And tonight, the world belongs to me. Play. The bats have left the bell free. The hawks have found their homes. And every night when from our graves and go and party in the catacombs. And it's all alright at the full moonlight when you hear the wolfman howl. And a humanoid from the deep is there with a bucky in his jaws. So come and join that ghostly gathering. It'll give you a fright. You can dance and die with us, 'cause we are the children of the night. We are the children of the night. We are the children of the night.
Okay, that is Dracula and his band, the Draculas, Children of the Night. Thank you, Sam, for that. And you know, I find this interesting because what I got from that, especially having just watched this documentary I just saw about the Velvet Underground, it had like Velvet Underground vibes to me.
Yeah, what I thought was, I mean, it raised a smile, certainly. I thought the music was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like the music. What I'd like to hear is them actually then maybe use that same music and just do a straight
right.
song over the top of it. I kind of got Arcade Fire meets Frank Zappa kind of vibes from that a bit. Which again, yeah, Velvet Underground, you put all that same mix in there. But yeah, musically, I really enjoyed that. I was always quite trepidatious as to what to expect.
I agree.
From Sam's description.
The delivery sort of reminded me of a little bit later period, The Damned, also, like when they got real, then they went into the goth sort of direction. So
yeah, I guess so. Really liked the music. That was good. And I think, you know, I'm not a great fan of Halloween per se. I think it's a terrible American invention. I'm afraid, Jim. Sorry.
No.
But if more of it was music like that, and less of it, I might enjoy it a bit more, possibly.
So, what is Halloween like in Scotland?
Well, it's the same. It's the same. Been the same sort of UK. Every year, it gets bigger. When I was a kid, obviously a long time ago, it wasn't. You might get occasional trick or treaters. That was it. And there wouldn't be any decorating of houses or any sort of stuff now. But now you've got people doing their gardens up and things like that. You know, and it's just. Yeah,
I'm with you. I can't. It's out of control.
I can't be done with it.
I enjoy the original idea of the Halloween, which is kids, especially little kids, you know, getting dressed mm-hmm. up and getting excited and going trick-or-treating and getting the candy and all mm-hmm. of that. I enjoy that. I like, you know, passing out the candy and seeing the little kids in the costumes and how excited they are. When it gets into like adults embracing Halloween, then I'm sort of like, I'm over it. I'm done with all of it.
Yeah, so. I'm with you on that. One more final thing I'd say on that song we just heard that Sam picked. I think I've probably got about five different songs called Children of the Night by other bands, but they don't sound like that. No. Yeah, there's a lot of metal. There's probably about 150 metal songs called Children of the Night.
I'm sure. Okay, let's see here. Next up is intern Matt.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, fellow interns and listeners. For my October new music pick, I'm going with Sam Fender's sophomore album, 17 Going Under. It's more of that British Springsteen Killers-esque goodness. Plenty of songs about youth and escape, lots of big choruses. Play Paradigms for a good sample, where he's calling out the detrimental status quo. It's got a great pounding piano on it, too. Hope all are well, and I'll catch you next time. Cheers.
There you go. Sam Fender, Paradimes. Mm-hmm. And I know Matt is a big fan. He's brought up Sam Fender before. And to me, I get the Springsteen influence there, but it's Springsteen then through the Killers, which are a Springsteen influence band, you know, but very much so. God, you could almost put that on and tell people it's the Killers and they would believe it.
Yeah, he wears his influence very clearly on his sleeve. A few people I know who really dug his first album. And I quite enjoy it. I like the drum beat.
Yeah,
they've got an interesting drum beat there. Although this maybe, I feel like it's turning into Arcade Fire Month at the moment because I felt that could go into No Cars Go at any moment.
That's right.
just with that drum beat, when that sort of started on the snare, that was I quite like that. I mean, I guess because the new Killers album is so good, I'll just probably stick with that. But I enjoyed that. That was interesting.
That's good stuff, and I like you. Definitely get the hint of the E Street Band sort of thing with the little sort of bell type sounds in that one segment of the song. You know, it's very Jersey Shore sort of sound, but anyway.
Wall of sound kind of thing trying to build up there. It's good.
Okay, now let's see who is up next. I think up next is intern Jason.
Hello, Pat, Jim, fellow interns and suburbs community. This is intern Jason coming at you with my new music pick for October. I have to say this one was particularly hard for me to choose. There were a couple of things I could have talked about, like the new ABBA single, Just a Notion, that comes after two other new singles after a four-decade hiatus, or the Magdalena Bay album, Mercurial World, which is definitely worth checking out. But with the re-release of Mac Miller's fan-favorite legendary 2014 mixtape, Faces, on official streaming platforms and physical formats, I knew I had to talk about this. Mac's music is something that's really close to my heart, because I had just started getting into his music in my first year of college when I had heard about his tragic passing in the news. Needless to say, I was devastated, and as Mac frequently talked about death and addiction in his music, it made it difficult to go back and listen to some of his songs. Mac's music to me was, in one word, honest. His vulnerability was sometimes too uncomfortable, but it was never a weakness in his songwriting or in his production. Faces is what I consider to be a collection of some of his best work, and it contains an incredible amount of wordplay, double entendres, and punchlines that a single listen is simply not enough to catch them all. I would recommend listening to track 10, Happy Birthday, specifically the second verse. Supposedly, Mac wrote this song based on an actual birthday party that he had hosted. Anyway, I appreciate that I get to be able to share this with you guys, and I hope you enjoy it. Stay safe, everyone, and as always, keep rocking the suburbs.
Yeah. Okay, happy birthday. Thanks. How the fuck you feel?
Good.
Do you ever sit and wonder what is real?
Huh?
Do you ever reach to touch her but there's nothing there?
Yeah.
Do you tell her that you love her but she doesn't care?
Care?
Does she tell you that you hurt her and you're unaware?
No.
Did you hear about a heaven, now you're running there?
Go.
Do you think about the fantasy and make-believe?
Okay.
Do you cover up your eyes, you can't wait to see?
Look.
Lately, I've been having strange dreams. Uh-huh. Paranoid, they hate me, everybody think I'm crazy.
Burn.
Baby, can you take me somewhere where the sky blue?
Uh-huh.
You can lead the way, I promise I'll be right behind you.
Let's go.
I do. See myself as iconic.
Yeah.
Getting high, my downfall is kinda ironic. Like a condom neon it.
Whoa.
Got him in my pocket.
Whoa.
No time to worry. Hurry up and light the candles, everybody. Happy birthday.
All right, Stephen, we got Halloween and now birthday. There's a theme.
Okay, we're working our way through.
Yeah.
Christmas to come.
That's right. Let's hope not. It's too early for that. Okay. Mac Miller, sadly passed not too long ago. But as we always like to say, the music lives on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to defer to Jason's clear love of this artist and knowledge about it, because, I mean, for me, rap and hip-hop just does nothing for me whatsoever. I can appreciate the skill
mm-hmm.
of those who produce it, but I think as we've talked about in the past, music has to have some kind of emotional reaction, and when I listen to something like that, I'm just bored. But that's me, you know. I appreciate that's me. That's the vast majority of other people who love music. So I can't. I'm not really qualified to comment, I guess, is my answer to that, as to whether it's any good or not.
I'm guessing the UK is like the United States in that hip hop is the most popular genre today.
Yeah, I guess I'm so out of touch with the charts now, because it's so easy to find your own furrow now. You're not beholden to what is presented. That a lot of stuff I'm amazed. Many times I'm in Glasgow and I'll be near the Hydro, which is the biggest sort of big indoor venue in Glasgow, and you'll see that these people are playing the Hydro, where I've seen Iron Maiden would play, for example, and I'm like, who are these people?
Right.
Playing the Hydro. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. I mean, hip hop is huge. And obviously, you got a lot of Stormzy and these sort of people who are UK artists who are big, doing like Glastonbury headlines and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is massive, but it just does nothing for me whatsoever. Mm. And no one's managed to unlock it for me yet. So, I mean, it may happen, but I can't really pass an honest judgment on that song.
Except, there's one exception I know, Stephen, and that's when our friend Justin Steiner does an LL Cool J song.
Well, indeed. I mean, really, to call that hip hop is a higher art form than probably anything we've seen on the Hootenanny, isn't it? And it's just it's a whole life experience.
That is, absolutely. Okay.
of amazingness.
Okay, we're going to close this out with intern Sammy.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns, and Jim and Patrick. This is intern Sammy with my October new music pick, and I pick the latest album from Corps de Pirat titled Impossible to Love in French. I don't want to subject you to more of my French accent than you have to bear. And I think the song Tu ne seras jamais là is a really beautiful piano ballad. I think that translates to You Will Never Be There, or maybe it's here, something like that. Anyway, this album has come out after she ended up having to buy her label due to some weird legal stuff that was happening. And she recently had a child, and she had vocal cord surgery and had to kind of refine her voice. And this album is fantastic, and her voice is great. And I hope you enjoy it. Keep on rocking the suburbs.
Et puis les heures, elles s'envolaient à des hauteurs qu'on effleurait de peur de se rencontrer. S'il n'y a pas plus fort que nos liens, tu ne choisis plus ce qui nous tient, je laisserai mon cœur décider. Mais quand le vent s'élève, je t'entends. Tu existes au loin, ça fige le temps. Et si tu prenais l'air comme avant? Mais quand tu partiras au large, essaie de rester loin de moi. Ton retour n'est plus qu'un mirage. J'essaie de rester comme avant, quand tu n'étais pas là. Tu n'étais pas là. Et tu n'étais pas là. Tu ne seras jamais là.
All right, that is quite lovely.
Yeah, that was beautiful. We listen to quite a lot of classical music on the radio in the house, just if we're just doing stuff. And so that piano, I really like that. And it's almost got, in the chorus, it goes to more like a traditional, sort of fairly standard ballad chord progression. But in the verse part, it's almost like a movie soundtrack underneath, but very just purely with a piano and a little bit of bass comes in and stuff was coming in. There wasn't much else going on, but it really just served to make it sort of fragile. It felt almost delicate, didn't it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you speak French, Stephen?
I most definitely do not. I stopped learning French at the earliest opportunity as a child after my French teacher and what we're doing in the second year was shaking her head in disgust at my pronunciation of French words. And the English and the French have a complicated relationship, let's put it that way. So, my French is non-existent, basically.
Do you speak any other language besides English?
I know a little bit of German. I did a bit of German at school, so I do a little bit of German. Yeah, enough I can just about get by if I'm on holiday there. I mean, I couldn't hold a normal conversation, but I can find my way around and order food and these sort of things and check into a hotel and stuff. But
yeah, I don't know. I assume it's similar for you all. American schools, they usually have a choice of which foreign language you want to study when you're coming up. And so obviously Spanish is very popular, French is very popular, so on. But when I got to college or university and got to then sort of like start over again, because I took German before that. When I got started over again and had to fulfill my foreign language requirement, I totally based it on what country I would like to visit. So
good idea.
Because when you get to college, there's many, many, many more languages available to study. So I chose Italian. Why not?
Excellent.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Italy's a great place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It was wonderful. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much to the interns. Thank you for the music picks. And thank you for all you do, of course. Tomorrow, we're going to get into the listener new music picks, starting with this guy here. And you're not going to want to miss that. So Thanks, Stephen, for hanging out with me this week.
Thanks, Jim. A pleasure.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I've been Stephen Routledge.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. I don't think I'm playing the right track.